Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 402 for Friday, May 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Friday in very choppy activity as prices bounced around both sides of unchanged a number of times throughout the day. Canola was up $2 to $5 at the close, the July contract up $2 at $525.10 per ton. Traders were busy adjusting positions ahead of the long weekend. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Victoria Day, but U.S. markets will remain open. Forecasts calling for some beneficial rain across many of the dry areas of Alberta over the next few days did put some pressure on values, as that moisture should help ease the drought concerns to some extent. However, the rains have been downgraded from earlier forecasts and more precipitation will be needed. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, solid end-user demand, and a lack of significant farmer selling all provided support helping canola move higher. Intermonth spreading was a feature, with the old crop July and new crop November contracts moving back to even money during the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., activity was choppy, with soybeans, corn, and wheat all bouncing around both sides of unchanged. Soybeans were up 2 cents to down 5 cents at the close. The July contract up 2 at $10.74 per bushel, but most other months lower. Speculators were both buyers and sellers throughout the day, with that nearby July contract up and the new crop months down. A mixed tone was seen in the products, with soy meal posting sharp gains and soy oil sharp declines. Good weather across the U.S. Midwest was bearish, as farmers should be making good seeding progress, but persistent concerns in South America remained somewhat supportive on the other side. For corn, prices were steady to up 4 cents, the July contract up 4 at $3.94 per bushel. Corn was down yesterday, leaving it open for a bit of a recovery today. The gains in soy meal were also supportive for corn, as both commodities are used as animal feed. However, gains in the U.S. dollar and the good crop weather cast a bearish tone in the background. For wheat, prices were up a penny to down a penny, the July contract in Chicago down 1 cent at $4.68 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in corn provided some support, but the nearby technicals are looking a little bit constructive as well for wheat, but the underlying fundamentals remain bearish, with good precipitation in the forecast for the U.S. plains and better than average spring seeding across the northern hemisphere. Rising production estimates for both the U.S. and the Black Sea region were also bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.